Israel yet at all last time. Notati is based Achon to base Yerobim Benevot and make it like Yerobim Benevot to base Pasha Besachir. The detail and Yochle have clothing the Chelik Yisrael in a certain portion of Emek Israel. That's a certain portion we talk about it. That means a portion of land where she will be eaten by dog. The Ein Tovah and nobody will bury her. And then Vayitza HaTeres Vayon, he opened the door and he ran the Shashi. Now, it means here he's supposed to kill and take her there. And we already talk about it. It says, Achot had done tshuva a certain way, and as the Torah says, of course, Nichna Achot, the tshuva will come in the life of his children. But the punishment will come in the life of his children, not in his own life. We see here something we don't know what goes on in Olam Haba. We see from so many instances in Tanakh that the punishment for instance of Achav comes now. Achav is punished in Olam Haba. Achav feels all the tzar when Yehoram is killed and Yisrael and so forth. All this is a punishment for Achav. He's suffering from it. That's part of his punishment. It's not that the children Palkate Avon over Salboni does not mean the children have to suffer for the parents. The parents are suffering. Parents at least as much as the children. It says by Eli HaKohen, it says that his children shall not become real relegated to Kohuna, they will be treated for second class Kohanim. It says Vihibadato Tamor. That means you, Eli, will look down. You will see what happens to your children. In other words, the punishment of parents is that in Olam Haba, they see wherever they are, they see and participate and suffer from the tzar of children. That means Chagat HaMonogu. He is the same thing. That's a punishment for Achav. It was not given to him in his lifetime, it was given to him afterwards. But this was the punishment of Achav. So, and this we learned all that. Now we start the new book. The Yehu Yotso El Afi Adam. After the men and Yonu Ben Yamita had run away, Yehu went out El Afi Adam. The other generals, he doesn't say serving, they others were loyal, voted, I mean, that's what he thought, of his master. I mean, he couldn't say a word about what he was just told, because after Adon, they others, they're still employed by his master. They're working, they're generals in the war against Aaron, which is conducted by the chief of state, the king of Israel, Yahweh. So he came out, Yom Elohim, somebody said to him, Asholom, everything all right? So they saw he saw a long time with him in the room. Then he's running out. Is there anything all right? Maybe he had a fight a little bit. Is everything all right? I told him. No. Matu abol hameshuga hazeh lecho. Why did this meshuga? This madman, why did he come to you? Hamdini wants to talk to you, and then he runs away. He's acting like a madman. Why does this madman come to you? Vayom aleim. He said to them, Atem yedatem esa ish esicha, which means that you know the kind of people and what they're talking. And you know this po'isa, that this kind of people is a novi, and you know what they're talking. In other words, make nothing and forget about it. Unimportant. You know the kind of person and what they usually talk about. So, which has to be explained. Because Hameshuga Hazeh, and he is it. And today, I mean, you might say, you know, man sits in color and has a beard and sits in front of him and say, that is Hameshuga. Hameshuga. The same thing is a Ben Hanovi. It's not like that. It doesn't look like that. One explanation is, which the Hadak, which is that the Novi, when he came in the state of Nebuah, had acted like it was like a convulsion came upon him, like a seizure. You could see that he's was overcome, the Ruach HaKodesh came over him. So he was acting like a madman. So they called a Novi, which was a Ratak. It just was not meant in the sense of being derogatory. Holy madness, as something. It was considered like derogatory. Not derogatory, it was considered like a madman, meaning in this case, he's a Novi. What did he want? He says, well, you know what he's talking about. And they give me Musa and whatever this. That's Rabbi Nehesius brings several times that when we talk about Nevi'im, we shouldn't think that they had any of the earmarks of the so-called holy man that you have, Lahakul, in Kodesh Lachol, Tomer Torah, in all other religions. It is true that these men who speak in tongues and profess to be prophets and so forth, that they're acting like madmen. Not the Novi Yisrael. She says the Novi Yisrael has to be, first of all, a Giba. Giba means healthy, a robust health, because it's people shouldn't think that his Nevuah is just a form of hallucinations. No, he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he's weak, so his mind plays all kinds of tricks on him, and then he thinks he's a Novi. I mean, he must be a healthy person. Then he must be Oshe, must be rich. Which means, Rambam says, which means he shouldn't do it for money. Otherwise, suspect that what's the gimmick? I mean, he's a Novi, makes some money out of it, goes on the radio, you know, makes a lot of predictions. Then it has to be a chocho. Not that an idiot is an insane person is talking. He's a guy that speaks to a chocho. So why would you call a person chocho and people ocha and meshugah? Why do you call him meshugah? The answer is because it says the Sor Mera Mishtolel. It says, well, Sor Mera Mishtolel ala Briyas. You see, he's considered, he's crazy. I remember when I came to America, and there was a very important lawyer who handled the naturalization, so forth. So he said, told me, hey, this is a nice man. He said, this is a little bit meshuggah about Shabbos. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you mean meshuggah about Shabbos? Well, he wouldn't answer the telephone. No. Meshuggah about Shabbos. In other words, that once in a world where people live, at the way they want, without recourse to the Torah, the person who lives by the Torah is a meshuggah. And there have thousands of examples. Now, any problem, meshuggah, the father and the mother and the now in Eretz Yisrael, they made a new organization. Mothers against Bala Tshuvas. Irgun Hoimors and Neged Achosel B'Tshuva. It's in the papers. The mothers losing their children. In droves. Children don't eat anymore at home, and they drink anymore at home, and they don't work in Shabbos, I mean, they don't go to movies, they don't go to ball games, whatever it is. That storm around is stolen. This is the mouth of Israel. These are people who are living in a world where everybody's of the Avodah Zorah. So the people who are not of the Avodah Zorah, but they're living the normal life, except they're not of the Avodah Zorah. That's fine. They're modern Orthodox. Here comes a young man that sits by the Risha Novi, learns Torah. The Torah was given four times in Saru and Levin. I mean, this was the yeshiva. He was sitting in Torah, learning Torah and so forth. The way he acts, he doesn't have a sword on his hand, he doesn't have the way the people were dressed in those days. He looks like a Kamis Chokham, the way he behaves. So they call the Novi Meshuggah. Call your son a Novi Meshuggah. That means in a derogatory sense. I mean, Salmi Ramish Torah, today when we have fortunate, we're living in New York. So when you have thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jews, but when a person comes out somewhere in the country, and he, when he meets, he's a Meshuggah. it's crazy. It's crazy. So this means in those days, here comes a Talmud. What do? I go to Yeshiva Elisha, and what are you doing there? You're learning Nebuah. I mean, Talmud and Nebuah was the same thing in those days. They're learning. So, that's why they talk. He says, you know what could he talk to me? And what would he talk to me? He probably gave me first the Musa and the Shumina, whatever it is. So, but his face, he lied what he was saying. They said to him, oh no, Anyom Rosheka. Oh no, that's a lie. He didn't say that. Sheka, Haget Nolan, please tell us, you want to know. He said, curious. Ayoma Kuzos, Kuzos, Umala. He talked like this, like that. You didn't want to tell him that they have to kill Achav and Yahavim and so forth and so on. He told me all kinds of things. Lema, but in the essence, what he wanted to say is, Koma Hashem, Mishaticho, the Melech of Israel. That's what he said. I had to say it. I said, it depressed him so hard. He said, yeah, all kinds of things he told me, but the main thing that you have to know is one thing. Hashem says, Koma Hashem, Mishaticho, the Melech of Israel. So they were so happy. He thought they were after Adonai, that they were loyal subjects of King Yehovah. No. They were in a hurry. Each one took his garment off, put it under him. They made an improvised throne. They should sit on the uniforms, put one on top of the other. El Gerem Amala. Gerem Amala could have different means. Could be on top of the stairway, so he's higher than everybody else. On top of the stairway, Gerem Amala. Ayiskeba Shofar. They blew in the Shofar. Yomo Molach Yehu. Yehu has become king. So, they didn't want that. He didn't want to do anything. He was a king. El Yisrael. In case of Yehoram dies. Or maybe he's evading instructions. How shall do it? Now they make the fait accompli. So gerem amalos, malos means steps, and gerem means definitely higher than the steps. Because we have in the hagromo, in the shchita, when you say higher than the thing, higher than the race of the corners. So gerem amalos was on top of the stairs. There was a stairway, and on top of the stairway, so he sits there, they put all their garments there, they improvise a throne, they had to sit there, and they blew shofar, and for everybody like to hear, called out, shofar, they blow shofar, people coming, running, what's going on? So a lot of people came up, and he says, Molach, here's a new king, Molach here. But there's another Peres, and Rashi gives another Derek Shi'io, that's the Tratar, that means, Malas Asuyas, the Mursho Sayom, it means a sundial. A sundial. So it on top of a sundial. So well, that would be also an elevated place. You know, they had these sundials carved in stone, when you could know what time it is. So that was Gerem Hamalas. You find that later in connection with this Kiyo, where the word Malas is used in that sense. And Gerem would mean on top, over the sundial, so they placed him there. Iskacha Yeo ben Yehoshuvah ben Nimshi. Now comes the official story. After he was made, he was not in a hurry. After that, so he made this Iskacha means here a plot. He made a complot. That means that he was tying himself, Yehu ben Yehoshuvah ben Nimshi, El Yoram against him. Now he made a plot how to topple Yoram. The Yoram is in parentheses of Yeshomer Baromos Gilad. He was a guardian in Romos Gilad. That was the army of Syria was in Romos Gilad. Romos Gilad was in Jewish hands, but right next to it was the Syrian army. He had to protect the city in Romos Gilad against the Syrians. Who v'chol Yisrael? Ibn Chazor Melech Aram. He was Chazor, the king of Aram, and who was attacking Israel, and he had to protect the army were Romans Gila. By Yosef Yehoram HaMelech Israel, that means that's what he was officially doing. Privately, he had gone back to Yisrael, Israel of Israel. He needed a few days for recuperation in Israel, in Emek Israel, to Israel. Israel means the healing zone. Min ha-makim, asher yakuhu haramim. From the makim means from the, we would say makos. And in the Torah it says makos. Here it calls makim from the wounds, which the haramim, the Syrians, had hidden the lochama when he was fighting Esther Zoyer, Melech Aron. So this is in parenthesis. Ayom Ayehu, since he knew that the army was in Romans Gila, and the and Yehoram was recuperating in Israel, so Yehu says, "In Yesh Naftachem, if you will please do so, yes, if you really want to do me a favor, Al Yetzei Kolit Min Ha'ir, Lohech Lolech L'Hagid Yisrael. Nobody should escape from the city, no Kolit, and nobody should go out from our city where we are now, if to go and tell in Israel that there is a revolt and I became the king." And so he, I want to take him by surprise. Yirkav Yehu, Yehu was riding, so Vayelach Israel. He went to Israel. He was riding to Israel. Ki Yoram Shochav Shom. Now the stage is set. Yoram was lying there. He's lying there because he was recuperating. Achaz Yomelach Yehuda. And he, the station says, so both get killed on the same day. Achaz Yomelech Yehuda, his friend, who was also a Roshe, Yorah, he had come down from Yerushalayim, Yirah says, Yoram, to visit Yoram. So here the station said, the two kings are there in Israel. V'hatzofeh omed al amigdol Israel. Hatzofeh is a scout, stands on the tower to see anybody is approaching. So he stands on the tower in Israel. Vaya et Shifat Yehu. He saw Shifat Yehu means the company of Yehu. Yehu was accompanied by all his followers, all the other generals, and the people who followed him. Shifat Yehu. The Roa when they were upcoming. Vayoma, he says, Shifat Amiroi. So he reported, I see a company of some kind. Not Shifo, but Shifat. A company of somebody's ahead. They all follow him, but I can't make out who it is. Yoma Yehoram, so Yehoram said, he was probably resting up, says, Kach Rakov Ushlach. Take a rider and dispatch him there. He calls him to meet those this company. Yoma, and he should say, Hasholom, is everything all right? He was afraid that this is a dispatch from the front lines, because the front was in Romans Gila. He was away from that, a certain distance away in Israel, to recuperate. So when he comes, all of a sudden comes a company riding very fast towards him. He says, send out a rider, say, is something wrong? So I showed him, is everything wrong? Is everything all right? So the Rochev Asus went towards him. He says, first he's called Rakov, now he's Rochev Asus, the rider on the horse. The Kroso, he came towards him. Vayoma, he says, Kaoma Melech, Hasholom. That was the greeting. That says the king. Everything all right? Everything in peace? Vayoma Yeo, he says, Ma Lecho Lesholom. What do you have to do with peace? What is that your business? Shof El Acharoi. Means follow me. Go around, follow me. That means turn around, instead of going this way, turn around and follow me. Just he gives commands here. You have nothing. What do you mean to do with this? This is none of your business. You follow me. So, Vayaget HaTzofe Lema. So the Tzofe, who is on the top of the tower, he doesn't hear all this. He told the king downstairs, Bo HaMalach at Hain, Veloshop, have noticed the Malach that we have sent. That means this messenger. He came, he could see that, but he hasn't returned. He was supposed to return and give a message, give a report, what happened. Aisha Rav Hasus changed. So here is very interesting. First Rakov, then Rav Hasus. Now here's again Rav Hasus. He sends a second rider on a horse. Vayoma aleim, and the rider came to them. Vayoma, he says, Kama Melech, Sholom. The king says, Sholom, welcome. This time it was not a question. The king says, welcome, Sholom. Vayoma Yehu, Malacho le Sholom. Sof el Achavon. Same answer. Vayaget at Sof el Leimo, Hu at aleim v'lo Sholom. He also came to them. The heavenly return. The Haminot, that means, the Minot means here, the driving. The driving is Keminag Yehu Benimshu Ki Beshigoya on Yino. He is driving like Yehu Benimshu drives with furiously. In other words, Yehu was known for being a hard rider, driving furiously. He says, I don't know who it is, but he still sees from afar. He says, it seems to be Yehu, the Minag. Yeah, the word Nahai means to lead a horse. And in other words, the Minag has nothing to do with the word Minag as we use it. That the kind of driving that is driven is Yehu's driving, because he drives over so furiously. And Yom Yehoram, so Yehoram says, Esau, saddle the horse, because that's danger. That danger means he's driving, Yehu is one of the generals. He drives furiously, and the man doesn't return, so something has happened at the front lines. Now that's Esau. That's saddle. Yes, a richbo. And he himself, as sick as he was, he saddled his chariot. Yet the Yehoram Melech Yisrael, that's the last line, it is Melech Yisrael. That's very dramatic. You know, the Melech Yisrael, Yehoram, goes out, Achashem Melech Yehuda, and his friend, Melech Yehuda, they went each berichbo, each one in his own chariot. And they went out to meet Yehu. Meantime, he has arrived. In Tzu bechelkos novas haYisrael. They found him. That was in Israel. They went forward. Yehu also went forward towards them. The meeting place happened to be in the piece of land which once belonged to novas. That's where Achav Achav wanted it and took it, and Yisrael had him killed, and Achav took the land where Eliyahu met him and called him that here, that place, you will be revenged. Now this is the stage. Is Achav, Achav's grandson, the Achav Yehuda. His mother was Atalia, so she was the daughter of Achav. So he is the Yehu, and he is the heir, he is the avenger. HaKadosh Baruch has appointed him to revenge the blood which was spilled. And it happens to be Chelkos, Novis, and Israel. He is the Os, Yehoram, is Yehu. Yehoram sees the heir, he says, HaSholom Yehu, everything all right Yehu? He says, Sholom. Vayom says, Moha Sholom. What kind of Sholom? Ad means as long as Nune Yisrael Imcho Ukshofeo Horabim. As long as the Znus, that means the halavery of your mother Yisrael, and the witchcraft, her many witchcrafts which she's practiced, can there be Sholom? Oh, now all of a sudden he recognizes what's going on. Vayapach Yehoram Yodov Vayonos. So Yehoram turned his hand around, means he pulled the horse the other way around, and fled. Vayom says, El Achazio, Mirmo Achazio. Mirmo means treason. Mirmo means lying, cheating. Treason, Achazio. He pulled it around, says, Achazio, treason, come on, let's run away. Yehu Mila Yodo, Atoshis. So Yehu filled his hand with a arch, that means an arrow, a bow and arrow, actually means he drew his bow with full force. That's the expression. He filled his hand with an arrow sticking in the bow, so he, in other words, drew his bow with full force. Vayach et Yehoram ben Zeruah. And he hit Yehoram between his arms, that means in the back. His arm goes right through the heart. Vayach, didn't be Zeruah. And the the arrow pierced his heart and came out on the other hand, on the other side, in front. Now Yichab Rikhbo, he fell over in his chariot, he fell over mortally wounded. Vayoma, and he said, El Pitka Shalisho. Shalisho is his captain. That means on behalf of by his Rao, Shalishi Malkula. So he said to Pitka, that was his name. So, So he fell over. So when he fell over, he was dead. So then Vayoma means Yehu said to his captain, Pitka, so lift him up, at Vicheu, throw him, the Chelkas de Novas HaYisraeli. Throw him into the field of Novas HaYisraeli. So he couldn't have gone far. He was still in the field of Novas HaYisraeli. Throw him there. Ki Zorcha Ani Va'atah. You and I remember, we were very young at that time. It's Rochlim Tzemodim Ache Achor Ovid. Those who were riding together, so many things together, always in pairs, following Achav his father. Hashem knows all of his Amatra Hazeh. At that time, Hashem proclaimed to Yohanovi, and this matter, this burden, this Nevuah, Im lo es the May, no was the May, Bono, or Isi Emesh Nu Hashem. And Yoh said, quote, I certainly saw him below his office, like in a shvur. I have seen the blood of Novos, the blood of his children, and the fact that Novos was killed means he couldn't have any more children. So it's considered not only as if he killed Novos, but he killed his children, his grandchildren, his great grandchildren, Atzof Kalador. Now, the Shvur says, I've seen not only Novos killed, but all his children, grandchildren, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, to the end of the world. I've seen that blood spilled, or Isi Emesh, I've seen that yesterday, Num Hashem, because the following day, Achav came out in the field to take possession of the field. V'shilam tilecho, and I shall pay it to you, v'chelko hazos, in this portion of land, Num Hashem. He says, that's what I heard at that time, proclaimed the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you remember it too. So they both were young people. They listened to it. They saw how Achav was followed by his soldiers. They followed him two and two. And we remember that. And we heard at that time, and we all know he's proclaiming this. Va'ato now saw, lift him up. Hashlicheo b'chelko yidva Hashem. It seems to be when he said it the first time, when he saw Hashlicheo b'chelko certainly was Israeli. He didn't do it right away. He gave an explanation. Why is he so cruel? Throw him, at least give him a burial. Now, throw him, he says, Kichal Socha Ani. I remember, you both of us, we remember, it was also me the Hashko. So it happens that he and his captain, Titka, happened to be, so many years ago, they happened to be at that time. So they were there. They heard it, and he remembers it now. Exactly what he heard. So he is now the instrument of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to carry out this horrible Mekoma, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has now performed. V'achasya Melech Yehuda ro, so V'achasya and Melech Yehuda, he saw it, he saw that execution. V'ayonas derech Beis Hagon, he ran away in the meantime. Derech Beis Hagon, on the road of Beis, either it's a town, Beis Hagon, or now, Beis Hagon can mean the garden house. There was a garden house there, and he ran through the garden house. By Yerov Achav Yeo, and Yeo ran after him. By Yoma, he says, Gam Oso Haku Elamakova. You smite him too, Elamakova, shoot at the chariot. The Malas Gur Asher Yivron. Now here's a short passage. And they did so, and they smote him, but a distance away. He was, they ran after him. So they reached him in the Malas Gur, it's a certain place, next to Yivron. A Jonas Megiddo, but after he was hit, he could still run away. that if Hani died in Megiddo, the Yonishan. In other words, he fled to death. He shot him and they fled to death. By Akiva also avoided Rishalayim. His servants took him on a chariot and take him to Rishalayim. Ayikva also Bikvahosa, Imarosa, Beirdovi. And they buried him in his Gura together with his parents in Ir Dovid, in the city of Dovid. Well, this is only a very short story. Very short story. In Dibur Hayomim, we have no time this time. And Dibur Hayomim, we later take it along next time. And I show you what happened to him. It wasn't so simple. The suffering that he had to go through, Achazio, was anyhow Shofar. He was a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik. He was Shofar. And he became a Rosh. And he was... And of course it was not entirely his fault. It was the fact that Yehoshua had been a good friend with Achav. He became a mechut with Achav. But still, the punishment that he got for the fact that he introduced the sins of this Malchus Yisrael to Malchus Yehuda. Malchus Yehuda was the true to the Torah. This was true to the Torah of Malchus Yehuda. There was a Yerushalayim, there was a Bishamikdash, there was Sanhedrin, there was everything was there. And the Melech, Yehoshua was a tzaddik, and the Torah was thriving in Malchus Yehuda. In Malchus Yisrael, this is where all these unfortunate things happened. He did something horrible. He made associated with it. This association was there was no association. Once there's a Malchus called Israel, Am Israel, majority of the Jewish people, 10 tribes, and they have officially Avodah Zorah, official Avodah Zorah, in addition to all the other, that this was the sin of Yerovam, the two golden calves. In addition, there was the worship of the Baal and the Asherah introduced by Zeba. So, make peace, friendship, treaty, for even for strategic reasons. He had the right to do it. And the Novi, we have many occasions where the Novi tells us how wrong it is. Well, he suffered, but this is explained in the Tzadibur HaYomim, and we have to, Rashi brings here the whole what happened to him, Rashi, but we can, if Hashem, go through it next time. And eventually, this was the end of Ahasuerus, Ben Ashoka, and on the other hand is Yehoram Ben Ahab. So this period is now ended. It could have been a very good period. Yehu, had he remained true to his initial way of leaving out of the Shpohu, which we find later he destroyed all the worshippers of the Baal, destroyed the temple of the Baal. So had he remained that way, the Malchus of Israel would have been rejuvenated, would have come back. It was a horrible thing that he had to do here, a horrible thing, but at the same time he could have done teshuva. Unfortunately, it was not the case. Yehu turned himself, he also became one of the Bale, of the Avodah Zorah. He himself, although in the beginning he was such a fanatic against the Avodah Zorah, and then he smote all the priests of the Baal and so forth, eventually he turned back himself too. So here comes again this mad fascination with Avodah Zorah, which plagued our forefathers all the time of the first Besamikdash till the beginning of the second Besamikdash. Well, the Gemara says that there was a Yetzirah of Avodah Zorah which we cannot understand at all. And it coincides, as the Vilna Gaon explains, with the existence of Nevuah. The chemistry of the Jewish Neshama was different than today. Everybody was at least capable of Nevuah. Could have become a Nevuah. It is possible. Not everybody became a Nevuah, but it is possible. But there was something in the Shom of Yisrael. Maybe it was in the Sechel. Part of the brain doesn't work anymore. You know, only part. then maybe there was that part of the brain which doesn't work. That was the part where a person could become a nuvi. I don't know what it was. There was a nuvi, there was a consciousness of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can turn into nevuah, and if it's getting sour, it turns into Avodah Zarah. They have some like mystic feeling, a mystic feeling which can easily turn Avodah Zarah. If it turns the proper direction, becomes nevuah, Avodah comes with it. And it must give the person like a mystic, is in a trance, and he has the sweetest kind of emotion, such sweetness, the contact, a dream world. So we don't know. This was the Avodah Zarah against the Horah of Avodah Zarah, which is hard to understand. At the beginning of the second Bais HaMikdash, the consciousness of Torah was mispalel, and the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah disappeared. We don't have it anymore. But at the same time, there's no nevuah. That's the price you pay. There's no nevuah anymore. So we don't know. We don't understand that. And they took away this Avodah Zarah, and took away the natural midas. He says, for instance, there are certain three midas. If you don't have them, you may not belong to Jewish people. Maybe your parents were not Hasidim. Rachmonim, Vaishonim, and Gom Lechassel. Rachmonim, Vaishonim, Gom Lechassel. You see the cruelty which killing people, massacring people. Where's the Rachmonis? There's no Rachmonis. The middle of Rachmonis disappeared. No Rachmonis. The whole Tanakh. This is the, once there is a Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, he robs the Jewish neshama of this middle of Rachmonis. It's constant enough. This blood is shed all the time. Well, where's the Rachmonis? Once there is a Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, so we think we are very happy and we are in a higher Madrege, we don't have the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. As an Ish explains, we are not in a higher Madrege, we are in a lower Madrege. Because if you have a Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, and you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echot, Ein Od Milvado, then you're performing a real feat of Avodah Hashem. It's very easy for us to say, Shema Mimal, because Ein Od. Of course not. I'm not Yetzer Hara to say yes. But suppose you do. You see the whole universe populated with all kinds of forces whom you want to venerate, and gives you a simcha to venerate this mystic feeling. And then you say, nothing. Ein od milvado le'yilach ha'imachem. Nothing. Absolutely. Hashem echot. Ein od milvado. That's a great matrega. And we say Hashem echot. It's not a great matrega. You only have to fight against one, so that's meanness. People believe in nothing. They say there's nothing. But once you accept that there is Hashem, then to say is echot, that is not a difficult thing. So by taking and losing the Yetzer Hara of the Zohar, we are not on a higher Madrega. And the same thing, the person has Rachmonis today, is because the Yiddish Rachmonis, the Jews have Rachmonis, that himself. But when the Yetzer Hara is there, and he robs you of that natural Rachmonis that you have, and you are a Rachmon, that is a Madrega, which our forefathers had, and we did not. Kapitel 6, Posi Kofte. We've learned of the death of both Melech Yisrael and Melech Yehud, Aurum ben Achav and Achashya Melech Yehud. Both were now good, both were descendants of Achav, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decreed that the descendants of Achav have to die because of the horrible averes which they have been doing. And the Yehu, the newly appointed king of Israel, is supposed to carry out the patent of punishment. So we have here, of course, the Mishnas Achas Esrei Shonen LeYoram Ben Achav Molach Achasir Al Yehuda. Well, we've learned that already.
It means here, end was an afterthought. As it was in the 11th year of Jehoram ben Ahab, had Ahasuerus become king over Yehuda. We have learned before, in the 12th year of Jehoram ben Ahab, Ahasuerus became the king over Yehuda. And he ruled only for 1 year. Now here we have here that it was in the 11th year. So we have to say that both is true. He became actually king, as the only king of Israel, he became in the 12th year. However, he started already a year earlier. That means Yehoram ben Ahab started already a year early, b'chaye ovid. So to say, the Olam says during the entire lifetime of his father. The lifetime of his father, he became already a king, and that's now here mentioned. In other words, when we're talking here about Ahasuerus, we mean Ahasuerus ben Yoram ben Yehoshaphat. Ahasuerus ben Yoram ben Yehoshaphat became a king in the 11th year of Yoram ben Ahab. Now we have learned in 12th year, but it means that he became a king 1 year before Yoram ben Yehoshaphat died. Yoram ben Yehoshaphat was plagued with tremendous sicknesses, as this is described in Divrei Hayom. So during the time when he was so very sick, he appointed his son, that means Yoram ben Yehoshaphat appointed his son Ahasuerus as the acting king. So both are correct. And he was an acting king 1 year, and after the death of Yoram he was king for another year. And that's the end of it. That's the end of it. So Yeo had executed the two kings. Now there was the one left, and that's the mother, the infamous Isabel. That's why I don't think a Jew should call his daughter ever Isabel. I know something. So that's Isabel. Yehovah Yeo Israela. Yeo came to Israel. That's where Isabel was living. Isabel Shomo, she heard about it. Now what she did was a very interesting reaction. What she did is Vatoshim Bapuch Inea. She put mascara in her eyes, a cake of his rosha, they had a hairdo, she made her hair pretty. There's an old lady. Already, I mean, she was the grandmother of that king Ahasuerus that was killed. She was now. Grandmother because of the daughter. Bataske Ba'atachalon, she looked out through the window. Very pretty, done. They're very pretty. Why did she make herself pretty? And she knew Yeo is bent to destroy her. So why did she make herself pretty? So some of the Russian say she wanted to find fame in the eyes of Yeo. She was a very beguiling woman. With her charm, she had destroyed Ahab. It made Ahab into what he was, to lose Olam Haba. She destroyed her whole family. She had introduced the worship of the Baal and Asherah. Her father was a priest of the Asherah, and she had a very beautiful woman, and with her look, she had a tremendous influence. So that was one opinion. That means she made herself pretty, so maybe Yehu will marry her. That makes it legitimate. She's the former queen of Israel, and now Yehu's the new king. That's one of them. Hard to believe, because of what follows in the next verse. There's another verse like this. She thought that she has many of her friends all at the former. She's surrounded by her underlings, by her people in the government, and she's her queen. They adored her. They did anything for her. So she made herself very pretty, and she said, they're going to defend her against Yehu. He comes here, she stays in the palace, she's inside, she's locked up, she just looks out the window. And she has all kinds of people around her who will help her. And for the sake of the people, that the people should, that she's their queen. For all these many years, they did her bidding, she they were lacking, whatever she said.